This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We've all felt it before. Crippling indecisiveness in choosing what the best way forward is. By our nature, we are so susceptible to hesitation and reluctance. Take, for example, when you are trying to weigh up between two job offers, or perhaps a time when you struggle to decide on a future spouse, or even that daily battle of being torn between the pull of a sin and Allah. And it's precisely because of this why every human being is so in need of discovering and being connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name, Al-Hadi, the guider. When Prophet Musa invited the Pharaoh of Egypt to Allah, the Pharaoh asked, Man Rabbukuma ya Musa? Who is your Lord, O Musa? And his response was, Rabbuna alladhi a'ta kulla shay'in khalqahu thumma hada. Our Lord is He who gave to everything its creation, then guided it. So he tells the Pharaoh that Allah is not only the creator of all things, but He's also the one who then gives everything the guidance that is appropriate for it. So He creates the human body and then guides each limb to carry out its function. So He has guided the hand to work and the feet to walk and the mouth to talk, the eyes to see. Our Lord is He who gave everything its creation, then guided it. He guides the blind to navigate their way despite being unable to see. He guides the mute to communicate his needs through sign language. He guides scientists to their remarkable discoveries. He guides the researcher to the information that he or she needs. He guides the judge to take the right decision. He guides the parent to take the best course of action when advising children. He guides the newborn to know that the process of suction is what extracts milk, despite having no prior education. He guides animals with knowledge of how to find their provisions. Our Lord is He who gave everything its creation, then guided it. The salmon fish are born in fresh water and migrate downriver to the cold open waters of the Pacific Ocean. And they often travel for thousands of kilometers, then miraculously return to the river of their birth and they die there. And each year, thousands of spawning salmon struggle up the falls. And they fight the current and they dart about and they rest in the shadows and somehow navigating their way to their original streams. Still a mystery how they find their way home. Is it genetic coding? Is it celestial navigation? Is it electromagnetic currents? Is it a strong sense of smell? What we know for sure is رَبُّنَا الَّذِي أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَى. Our Lord is He who gave everything its creation, then guided it. Take this second example. When a good flower patch is found, bees recruit other bees from their colony to the patch. But how do they tell those bees where to find the best flowers? Well, bees communicate the location using special dances inside the hive. One bee dances while other bees watch to learn the directions to a specific flower patch, subhanAllah. And bees, they use two different types of dances to communicate the information. You have the waggle dance and the circle dance. The waggle dance tells the watching bees two things about the flower patch's location, the distance and the direction away from the hive. Then you have the circle dance. And the duration of this dance is thought to indicate the quality of the flower patch that she has found, subhanAllah. And researchers at Sussex University spent about 2 years trying to decode this waggle dance of thousands of honeybees by measuring the angle of the dance in relation to the sun and the length of the time the bee waggled its abdomen while moving in a figure of eight pattern. Researchers were actually able to map out the distance and location where bees forage from month to month. La ilaha illallah. Then on top of that, the dancing bee smells like the flower patch and gives the watching bees a taste of the nectar she gathered, so they recognize the patch when they arrive at it. Allahu Akbar. Our Lord is He who gave everything its creation, then guided it. Now let's bring you into the picture. Because if this is the extent to which Allah guides animals and insects and inanimate objects sometimes to their roles in life, how then will Allah's guidance be towards a dignified human being whom paradise and hell were created for? Al-Hadi, Allah the guide, would not leave him in the dark. And so perhaps you're now asking, how does Allah's name Al-Hadi show up in my life? Well, take the sending of prophets and messengers all throughout the ages, along with the scriptures and miracles. This is one of the manifestations of Allah Al-Hadi for you. وَإِمْ مِنْ أُمَّةٍ إِلَّا خَلَى فِيهَا نَذِيرٌ Allah says there was never a people without a warner having passed among them. Every nation had a prophet sent to them. Then on top of that, Islam was made your inner default status. No man is born an atheist. Why? Because Allah is Al-Hadi. He made Islam the birthright of every human being. إِنِّي خَلَقْتُ عِبَادِي حُنَفَاءَ فَجْتَالَتْهُمُ الشَّيَاطِينَ Allah said in the hadith, I created my servants innately inclined to worship me, but the devils turned them away. Why did he do this? Why did he make Islam your birthright? Because he is Al-Hadi. Then on top of that, he's installed within your heart and the heart of every human being a caller. Some call it a conscience, which when you do good, it encourages you. And when you do otherwise, it screams at you. And it releases guilt upon you to slow you down. Who put that there? That's Al-Hadi. In one of the most beautiful narrations, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا صِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا Allah has given an example of a straight path. وَعَلَى جَنَبَتَيِ الصِّرَاطِ سُورَانِ فِيهِمَا أَبْوَابٌ مُفَتَّحًا And on both sides of this straight path, there are two walls in which there are doors open. وَعَلَى الْأَبْوَابِ سُتُورٌ مُرْخَاهُ And over the doors are curtains that hang. And at the beginning of the path, there is a caller who says, أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ O people, أُدْخُلُوا الصِّرَاطَ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَتَفَرَّجُوا O people, come onto the path. Come all together and don't depart. And there is another caller who calls from further in. And when a person tries to open one of those doors, he says, وَيْحَكَ لَا تَفْتَحُ إِنَّكَ إِنَّكَ Woe to you, don't open it. Because if you open it, you will enter it. What does this mean? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains, he said, As-siratul Islam, the path is Islam. Was-surani hududullah, the two walls, they are the limits of Allah. Wal-abwabu al-mufattahatu maharimullah, and the open doors, they are the prohibitions of Allah. He says that as for the caller at the beginning of the path, saying, oh people, come. Come onto the path. He says, that is the book of Allah, the Quran. And he says, the other caller on top of the path is what? وَاعِظُ اللَّهِ فِي قَلْبِ كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ It is the conscience that is found in the heart of every Muslim. SubhanAllah. So even in the absence of prophets and messengers and human guiding voices, you've been fitted with an inner guiding voice that speaks to you at every juncture of life. Helping you out with directions when no one's around. Who gave you that other than Allah Al-Hadi? Then think about those events that many people would label a coincidence. Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad, who was widely acknowledged as one of the leading scholars and worshippers, he started off as a highway robber, a bandit raiding caravans, robbing travelers. On one evening, as he was climbing a wall to get to his lover in secret, he hears someone reciting the verse, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ Has the time not come for those who have believed that their hearts should humbly submit at the remembrance of Allah and what has come down of the truth? And what would happen here would be just amazing. He stopped in his tracks. Halfway up the wall, he started to cry. He climbed back down. He made peace with Allah. And he turned over a new leaf with his Creator, a new leaf of knowledge and worship and preparation for the hereafter. And the Muslim world continues till this day to benefit from his scholarship, his opinions, his heart-melting reminders. Who organized those events to unfold the way they did? It was Allah Al-Hadi. It was not a coincidence. It's the same Al-Hadi who helped Al-Hakim and Naysaburi, a scholar of Hadith. He'd suffered with severe sores on his face for about a year. And every form of medication failed. He asked Abu Uthman As-Sabuni to make a public dua for him during the Friday prayer. Make dua that Allah cures me. And he did that, and people said, Ameen, Ameen. A week later, a woman came to the same masjid and she dropped off a letter. And the letter mentioned that she was at the masjid when Al-Hakim's condition was announced. And she'd made so much dua for him that night. She said in the letter that in the same night she saw a dream where the Prophet ﷺ said to her, tell Abu Abdullah, meaning Al-Hakim, tell him to facilitate water for the Muslims. So the letter was given to Al-Hakim, he read it. And instantly he went to his front and he dug a small area to the front of his house. He filled it with water and he poured ice to it and he dedicated it for public use. People started drinking from it, and before a week had passed, he had made a full recovery. His sores, alhamdulillah, had cleared up, and he lived for many years after this happening. Who guided her to see this dream and to give him that instruction? Al-Hadi guides through illness, he guides through bereavement, he guides through marriage and divorce, he guides through dreams that you see for yourself or that people see for you. He guides through children that he gives you or children he takes away from you. He guides through money he gives you, money he takes away. He guides through words that needed to be heard at very specific times in your life. Al-Hadi sends his lifeboats of guidance to man's shores time and time again. There's no shortage of them. But it is man who refuses to sail. It is man who refuses to take notice of these boats. Perhaps it's happened in your own life where you found yourself sinking within a dark ocean of sin, unable to escape. When all of a sudden, an unexpected lifeline of guidance is dangled for you. You know people, perhaps you're one of them who wandered on in life aimlessly, having forgotten Allah, forgotten themselves, literally sleepwalking through the door of one prohibition to another. All of a sudden, the penny drops out of the blue in the most unexpected way, and you wake up from that slumber. Who was the one who sent your heart back to the masjid? Although in the past, you drive past it only when going from place to place without giving it a second glance. You remember that time? Who changed that? Who was the one who put in your heart the love and the commitment towards the hijab, dear sister? Although not too long ago, you would have never imagined yourself wearing it. Perhaps you'd even laughed at those who do. Who changed that? Who was the one who put the love of the Quran in your heart, where it now aches at the thought of putting it down? Although not too long ago, you remember it was an abandoned book in your life. Who changed that? Who was the one who made your hereafter your main worry and thought and concern in life? Although not too long ago, you remember when life for you was just about making money. Who changed that? With just this type of basic reflection, you're now able to track down the sheer number of times that Al-Hadi had in fact sent guidance to you. So no one has the right to claim that he doesn't want me, he hasn't guided me, he hasn't shown me the way. No, no. If you and I were honest, we would say he has never fallen short in showing me the way. It's just that I have been giving him my back. I have been covering my eyes from his signs. I want you, dear brother, dear sister, to see the signs of Al-Hadi in every walk of life. Acknowledge them. And when they arrive, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them and beg Him for more. And remember the dua which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught Ali ibn Abi Talib. He said to him, say the following words, Allahumma ihdini wa saddidni. Oh Allah, guide me and set me right.